I am concerned, as somebody who has been involved in long-term help for people to stop smoking, that we are having another generation of people who are going to be addicted to nicotine. And whilst vaping is not as dangerous as smoking, it's not to say that it is safe. And there are additional concerns about children and young adults because of the fact their brain is still developing, and so the effects of nicotine may be greater for them. What we're seeing is similar behavior to what the tobacco industry did in the past, which is to use every method they can which gets around regulations, which stops advertising to young people, because they really want that next generation of nicotine addicts to be in place. One of the biggest bits of progress we got was to make cigarettes socially unacceptable, and particularly amongst young people, it wasn't something that they felt it was a good thing to do. So if we can have a situation where vapes are no longer considered to be the cool thing to do, then those people who might be influenced because of that will probably not take it up. Nicotine is actually a toxic drug. It's developed by plants as a way of discouraging insects from eating them. And so it's not an entirely harmless condition. It can cause things like rapid heartbeat. It can obviously overstimulate people. And we also have a concern, really long term, with vapes, is that we do not know that they are safe in the long term, whether it's in adults or children. But there's a greater concern with children because they have a smaller body size, so there's a bigger impact from a given amount of nicotine. Plus, they are growing and developing. And that means that there's a greater risk over long term that you'll have problems from vaping. I think with the new bill, tobacco and vapes bill going through, that's going to make it much stronger. And we do need to enforce it. We had the same situation with cigarettes and other illegal drugs. If we don't enforce it, then it will carry on.